Hello, TK Stone. I'm Philip.
And I'm Garrett.
And we're here with the podcast with Mr. Black.
And I'm Mr. Black.
Mr. Black, what is it you are most involved here at TK Stone?
I've been at TK Stone here for, this is my 21st year going on, and I am most involved in mathematics here at TK Stone.
What is it you like most about TK?
I guess what I like most about TK is the community that it encompasses and that the kids come from, and the faculty and staff that we have that work together in unison. I've just been, you know, lucky for 21 years to embrace such good kids and such good faculty members to work with and to teach.
What are the mathematics are you involved in the TK Stone community, or Panther community?
Well, I do the Math Counts team, which is a small academic team that we produce here at TK Stone, and we won the chapter competition this year, so we qualify for state, and we'll be doing our state competition in March. I was the department head for many years, and then we changed the way we did that in the district, so I'm no longer the department head, but I do a lot of curriculum development and mathematical development of ideas with other faculty members.
If you could change the school mascot, what would you change it to?
You know, I've had different schools that I've gone to. I think my high school was a green wave, and I really didn't like that mascot too much. But, you know, I like a panther. My college was Western Kentucky, and that was Big Red, and that was a little different than a normal mascot. But I like the panther. I don't think I'd change it in any way. You know, I think we have some good adaptations we can do with it. We can make him look friendly and inviting. We can make him look mean and scary. So I really like the panther and what we've got. So I probably wouldn't change it a bit.
What is your favorite book, and why is this book your favorite book, Mr. Black?
You know, I'm not what we call an avid reader like some of the, you know, language arts teachers would be, but I'd say my favorite book of all time would be The Hobbit. I read that book when I was about, I would say about 13 years old, 13 or 14, and it was one of the first books that I ever got that was probably over 100 pages that I couldn't put down. Most books over 100 pages at that time I could put down with no problem. Most books under 100 pages I could probably read before I put them down. But that was the first book that was of real substantial length that really hooked me and made me want to read some more of the trilogy of the Hobbit and the three books that followed.
Would you recommend this book to any of your students?
I definitely would recommend the book to the students. You know, it's got the movies out, obviously, that you can go see the movies. I think the Hobbit came out at the end of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but you know, it's good to take some movies and compare the books, and you know, I think you'll find much more details and much more different ideas, and let your imagination fly with that book that the movie can't even come close to doing. So I would definitely recommend that book.
Mr. Black, other than the mathematics, what subject would you like to teach?
I guess if I had to teach another subject, if it wasn't mathematics, and that's what I've grown to love and what I'm good at, but if I had to start over and teach another subject, then it couldn't be math. It'd probably be some sort of science and some sort of development of experiments and hands-on stuff, and that's got a lot of math in it, but I think that's what I'd probably like to do.
Usually in our interviews, we ask a couple crazy questions, so here's one. What's your favorite color?
That's crazy, man. Wow. Yeah. Mr. Black says it all. Black is my favorite color, because it's me.
As Mr. Crothers would say, I believe, he would say that's a shade, not a color. But we usually don't pay attention to that. We always love Mr. Crothers.
Are you saying I'm a shady character?
Not shady, or bright.
Is black a color or a shade? If it's a shade, I'm shady.
Mr. Black, as a child, were there any video games you played? If you did, what was your favorite?
Well, when I was about, I would say, 1979, so I'm probably 11 years old. That's when the Atari game system came out. And Atari had a game called Space Invaders. And I could play Space Invaders forever until the spaceships just went on forever. So that was a game that I sort of got hooked on to. And, you know, they had some different games with that, Asteroids, Space Invaders. Then later on in the years, Pac-Man came up to be a big video game. So Those were the big video games of my time.
Mr. Black, we know you recently got back and involved with soccer. Now, how was your season?
Oh, we had a good season. You know, my daughter plays for the girls' soccer team. I'm the girls' soccer coach now, and we made it to the Final Four this year, so pretty exciting season. So we weren't expected to go that far. We had a pretty good team, but I don't guess anybody was expecting us to make it that far. So it was definitely an exciting trip, and we enjoyed it. Wish we kind of looked a little bit farther, but that's how life goes sometimes.
Mr. Black, final question for this podcast today, which has been very fun to record. Is there anything at all that you would like to change about TK Stone?
Things I could change about TK Stone. I wish I could find better people to interview me and turn podcasts.
Hey, it's kind of cold.
No, I don't know. There's many things that TK Stone is always changing. We've changed the dress code probably every year since I've been here. We've changed some different rules. We've changed how we go about Friday focus in the middle of the year. Sometimes it was Friday games day, Friday this. If you're not ready for change, then you really don't need to be around education because it's constantly changing. Now, what I like about TK Stone is we're always trying to adapt. We're trying to work towards the best of our students. I know some of our students think we're just out to get them and we're making these rules and those rules just to be, you know, adult figures. But basically, we got to try to make a positive learning environment. We want to make it enjoyable for kids. We want to create an environment that also, you know, induces high levels of learning. So I guess what I change about TK Stone is the stuff we're going to continuously change throughout. We're going to change our curriculum. We're going to change our rules, our behaviors, and we're just going to try to make them fit to the times and the culture that we live in.
Thank you, Mr. Black. This has been another podcast for the TK Radio. I'm Philip.
And I'm Garrett.
And I'm a shady character.
Mr. Black, signing off. Thank you for joining us.